Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Giants are probably technically eliminated, but they're like, Their magic number to get is like one to get eliminated.
The Braves are still on the outside looking in.
Braves are two games out, so the Braves are taking this really seriously. But unfortunately, I think they play the Braves last, meaning Kansas City has an opportunity as Detroit chases them to fatten up against competition that's mailing it in.
Or not.
No, they play San Francisco and Washington their next two games. Those are teams that are out of it.
I suppose they have the chance to fatten up, but maybe they're not.
Oh, you mean they those teams might not be mailing it in? I thought you meant they weren't playing them. I'm like, yeah, they are playing.
No, they're playing them. Maybe they just don't fare as well. Because
maybe San Francisco and Washington refuse. Maybe they channel their inner 2022 Detroit Lions, eliminated from the playoffs, but still showing up, baby.
Maybe, just maybe. Pride.
Yep.
You know Marcellus Wallace said about pride?
F pride, Butch. Is that exactly?
Actually, that's not even, it's exactly what he said, but it's not even relevant because
there's no gimp in this scenario.
Well, there's that. And if you say F pride, then you're basically saying lay down, because that's what Marcellus Wallace asked Butch to do. So forget I even suggested it.
Did you just come up with a movie analogy that is perhaps the worst movie analogy ever?
Yes.
Okay.
And I apologize.
What is going on with you, man?
I'm not on my game today. I'm still drunk from last night. It was Taco Tuesday
in the Gator household. Taco and Tequila Tuesday, isn't that what it is?
Was it more of a tuna Tuesday?
Really?
Tuna melt, yeah. Right.
So we gave you a meaningless Bob Nightingale stat, which was completely irrelevant to the chase, and then Gator came up with the worst movie analogy ever.
Sorry.
This is a gold segment so far.
We're replaying this one later, right, Ken?
Our best work. It's football season started. We're already showing fatigue of working 7 days a week. All right, so Tigers in action tonight. Talk about Jared Goff in an hour here on 97 on the Ticket. Are you ready for meaningless empty the bucket stuff?
You know I am.
Here we go. There is one thing that I really think that you would appreciate. And I did get to use it, but I'm going to bring it up anyway because there is a chance that people weren't listening late in the second half to the Michigan-Arkansas State game. Arkansas State, you know this one, home of Arthur Agee. Arthur Agee was in the movie Hoop Dreams.
That's right.
Along with William Gates.
Yes.
And Arthur Agee ended up at Arkansas State. But do you know that Arkansas State's baseball field is named after a Detroit broadcast legend?
George Kell?
Correct. Oh, you were listening.
No, I just knew he was from Arkansas. So
he wouldn't listen.
Well, it's.
I'm kidding.
It's named Kell Field after George and Skeeter Kell. I don't know as much about Skeeter.
Skeeter Kell?
Skeeter is apparently George's brother, and the field at Arkansas State, the Red Wolves play on Kell Field.
Wow. I did not know there was a Skeeter Kell.
A Skeeter Kell, who I believe played in the Philadelphia Athletics organization. But George Kell, longtime Tiger broadcaster.
1952.
Skeeter?
Skeeter Kell played with Philadelphia.
Okay.
And hit 221. No home runs, 17 RBIs.
That, of course, has
That's
zero.
That's my bucket.
That has zero relevance to the football game, but I thought it was an interesting note nonetheless.
I like it.
This has even less relevance.
Okay.
I talked to people in the Arkansas State traveling party. You know, they'll come with athletic administrators and their radio crew, et cetera, et cetera. I ended up in their radio booth before the game. They were familiar with the Detroit area because Their traveling party was up here in the spring when Arkansas State's women's bowling team qualified for the NCAA Women's Championships held in Allen Park. So they came up to support their women's bowling team, which finished second in the country. And as if that isn't useless enough, the engineer for their broadcast, I believe he was their engineer, told how he went to a White Sox game, I believe on that trip. And in that White Sox game, he witnessed a no-hitter into the ninth inning that got broken up in the ninth inning. The Arkansas State traveling party got here last Friday, and that same engineer went to the Tiger game last Friday night. Wow. Where the Tigers took a no-hitter into the ninth inning, and for the second time in a calendar year, the Arkansas State radio engineer saw a no-hitter get broken up in the ninth inning.
Now, is that good luck or bad luck?
I think he's bad luck, but I also think that I'm going to have problems coming up with anything more useless than that the rest of the way.
That's pretty, I think that's impressive.
Do you?
Yeah, I think that's one of those eerie things. Oh, look at you. Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Thank you.
There's the bucket.
Okay.
There's the bucket.
And there's the I don't care.
Yes.
No, it's just, that's not, I think it is. It's pretty interesting. I don't know if the people listening to the football game care, though, but I think
this
that's
is
definitely
one of those
very
things,
strange.
It's like late in the game.
Yeah, of course.
And somebody might be hurt on the field, and right. You don't have a commercial break left, so you got a bunch of time to kill.
John. Did you know?
I did get him pretty good.
Did you?
Well, because like 21 of our first 29 games together, the team that Michigan was playing, the punter was Australian. And so I've taken to saying, you know, so-and-so's back to punt. Guess where he's from, John? And John, in his most eye-rolly way, says, I don't know, Doug, Australia. And I said, Ryan Hiker back to punt for Arkansas State. Guess where he's from, John? He said, I don't know, Doug, Australia. And I was like, no, he's from Wald Lake. Arkansas State's punter was a transfer from Saginaw Valley State who prepped
at Wald Lake. Yeah. That's good. I'd like to hear that. That's nice. So what are you 30-2 now?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounded so much better when it was 28-1, didn't it, King?
Yeah, I think it's gonna get worse too, actually.
Well, we didn't think they were gonna win almost every game forever. In perpetuity.
Come on.
We'll see.
Uh-oh. As you watch, you got Twitch might have seen who just walked into the studio, whose name came up earlier in the show. You didn't lose a comb, did you?
As he checks his hair up.
Oh, come on. You can say hi. Where's his mic? It's Ken Calzin's studio. Which one is his mic?
It's probably covered up by stuff, by your bucket list.
What's up, Ken Cal?
Hello, guys. How are you today?
We're great. How are you?
I'm doing well, yeah.
We had a discussion earlier in the show because there was a black comb that was on the console here.
Yep.
And we're like, well, who would leave the comb? And I said, I mean, I'd admit to it, but I use a brush and it's on the other side of the console. It's not me. And Doug's like, I don't do it. We figured the guys in the morning show, we talked to them. It wasn't them. And we were trying to narrow down who would it be. And I said, it's probably somebody who's older rather than younger, because the older crowd would more likely use a comb than, say, a brush or whatever. And different names were thrown out. Your name came up, and I said, and you know, I want you to guess what I said about you and the possibility that you could be the guy with the comb.
Your head is shining, little man.
A wrestling reference, I assume.
Why would I use a comb? I don't have any hair.
Well,
hardly any hair.
You got more than me.
You know what? I was just recording some commercials in the studio there, right?
Yep.
And when you said that, sometimes when you put the headset on, your hair gets all messed up, whatever hair you have, right?
Yep.
And I'm using your monitor here as a mirror, but I'm going like, oh, really? What's well? I'm trying to pat it down, you know, whatever I have.
Yeah. You're looking great. You just did an Alaskan cruise, is that right?
Yeah. Wow. It was great. Best vacation I've went on in my life.
Is that right?
It was fantastic.
I have zero interest in doing any other cruise but the Alaskan cruise.
Have you gone?
No, Alaska? I want to. No. I've never been. I've met the only two states I haven't been to, Arkansas and Alaska.
So did you get off? Wow.
Yeah, we got off. Yeah.
Port-wise. Congratulations, Cal. Did you leave the boat to go ashore?
Yeah. There's three spots you could get off the boat at: Ketchikan, Juneau, and...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I can't think of the other one. No. Skagway.
Skagway.
I'm going to tell you, the whole experience was great. And what I really liked is the entertainment director on the ship was amazing. He had three assistants, too.
Oh, it wasn't Julie?
Who? Love Boat. Gator.
Okay. Never watched the show. But anyway, no. Every day they did a game show. And they recorded it so you could watch it the next day on your television if you were in the room. And it was hilarious. I mean, they did this one skit where you had 3 minutes. You sat in a chair while they asked you questions, and you couldn't say yes or no or nod your head like yes
in the
or
affirmative,
no.
Okay, or the next.
And before the show, they had like 30 volunteers. There was like 300 people in this theater, right?
Yeah.
So they get to 30 volunteers, and the guy that's putting this together says, hey, we need more volunteers because nobody made it through. Everybody
couldn't answer questions without saying yes or no.
And so this one girl came up there, and her name was Holly. And she sits in the chair, and the guy says, oh, so you're Holly, right? She goes, yeah. And out you go, right? So the whole show, the cruise director
it's like a Simon
pointing the finger on, you know, hey, Doug, you lasted 9 seconds, but, you know, Holly only lasted two. So at the end of the show, he's saying goodbye to everybody. And the assistant director says, hey, wait a minute now. He says, we're not going to end the show like this. We're going to get the cruise director in the chair, and we're going to bring up Holly and ask you questions, right? So now the guy's in the hot seat.
Yeah. Right?
And he went about a minute and 40, and it finally screwed up. He's like, I hate this show. I hate this show. Why do we do this? I hate it.
All right, real quick, got to get your thoughts on the Lions. He's a Lions guy.
The good thing, I guess, is we were up at the Prospects Tournament in Traverse City. Red Wings won both games against Dallas, which was nice. And I didn't get a chance to watch the Lions game. I saw parts of it, but I was following on my phone. And it's a stumbling block, but I think they'll be okay.
Lions fan, Ken.
Also, perhaps, you know, Lucas Raymond signed, Bergeron signed, and we're going to get most cider done. Hopefully.
3-2-1.
Cider.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.